This is RÚV English Radio with Darren Adam, daily English language radio from Iceland's national broadcaster, RÚV.
Hello, this is RÚV English Radio. I'm Darren Adam. Thanks very much for your company today. I'm joined by Kristin Sevaldsen, who is a Norwegian saxophonist, composer and producer. And what's a very exciting day for her, because this is the release date of one of her musical projects. And she joins me on Zoom from Norway, from her home, I think, in Norway. Kristin, welcome to RÚV English Radio.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm so excited to be with you.
I'm very excited that you're here as well. And I suppose the first question is, and this fits into the conversation and will fit into the conversation, but how does Iceland specifically fit into the music that you're making and the music that you're releasing today?
I'm particularly interested in the Arctic nature and environment and climate. And I'm always, throughout my whole career, I've been very inspired by nature and letting the nature speak through my music. And in the later years, I really went into the field recording path. Because I really wanted to integrate the sound of nature even more in my music. So today I've just released my second album in an upcoming trilogy based on field recordings from different parts of the Arctic region. Yeah.
This is part two of the trilogy, and this is the one that focuses on the sounds of Iceland and how you've incorporated that into music with the field recordings. You've been to Iceland a few times. Did the country strike you as a particularly sonically interesting place on your visits?
Oh yeah, definitely. Because it spans between the urban sounds in Reykjavik, and when you go like 10 minutes out of Reykjavik, it's a completely different sound. You know, it's then you can hear the sound of the wind. You can hear the waves, the birds. Everything is more quiet when you're in Reykjavik. It's you know, the traffic, all the people, all the tourists, it's totally different soundscape.
And what are your trips to Iceland, because you had already decided that you wanted to make Iceland part of the trilogy, or did that come to you as an idea when you were here?
No, I visited Iceland for the first time back in 2015. And what brought me there, first and foremost, was my interest for Icelandic music. So I was very curious of what kind of inspiration these Icelandic artists like Sigur Rós, what kind of environment, what kind of nature they were surrounded by. And being able to create that kind of music, I was really curious on that. So I wanted to go to Iceland and explore the nature by myself. And I was completely entranced. Okay. I was touring the whole south coast from Snæfellsnes to Höfn and back and forth in just a few days. And I was so amazed by the colors, by the landscape, by the ocean and the lava and everything. And then I got the idea of working with, implement the field recordings in my work. And it was, I just knew that I had to go to Iceland as well and do
a... You mentioned Sigur Rós and various other Icelandic bands. Mm-hmm. People say that they can hear Iceland in the music that they make. They can hear the landscape. Of course, that's literally true when it comes to your music, because you incorporate those field recordings. Now, the sonic experience, the first part in the trilogy, dealt with your own country, dealt with Norway. The Icelandic field recordings, I think I'm right in saying you made them in Reykjavik and also in Stöðvarfjörður in the east of the country. And you've touched That's on right. how different the urban environment is from the rural environment. Tell me about your experiences then in East Iceland. What were you pointing the microphone at?
The sea, of course. Because when you're in Stöðvarfjörður, you get to see directly out to the Norwegian Sea. So I can, in a way, look home, yeah, go away to my family. But also the you know, the fish factory. I was a resident, artist resident, and the consequences of the fish factory that was put down after this trawler guys just took away the fish quote, and all the labor was like dead. So these creative people opened this residency, and the quietness, the calm, the peace, hardly any cars. And even the R1 is going straight through Sölvafjordur. It was a car once in an hour, perhaps. It was very little traffic. And so I got very much close to the nature, or the sea life, like birds, the ocean, and also the how it sounds inside of the factory building, and all these heat pumps. The sound from the heat pumps was like, yeah. And this diesel aggregate, is that correct?
A generator of some kind?
Yeah, it was powered by diesel, and the sound, you know, it's crazy. So, yeah, and left instruments inside the building, like a piano and then pump organ, and yeah, it was and very few people. So it was totally different soundscape.
I think
Totally
it's
different.
interesting as well that you were in East Iceland, because your Norwegian record, the first part of this trilogy, was recorded in a part of Norway where there are wild reindeer, and the only part of Iceland where there are reindeer, and a lot of them, is of course in East Iceland. And I wonder whether you saw them, recorded them, or is that news to you?
No, it got to me later. I have to know that later. I wasn't aware of it before when I was in Eastern Iceland. But that is really interesting, because these animals was they were coming to Iceland to be herded, like a cow, yeah, you know, and they just left them, and now they're wild,
yeah,
exactly like the herd in Snøhetta, the mountain area here in Norway. So yeah, it's interesting, very interesting. And these animals are threatened, at least here in Norway. The wild reindeers are really threatened, and the government has all these rules and regulations to make sure that they are safe. So, because there's a lot of tourists in the area where they stay.
In the east of Iceland, they are certainly protected, but of course there will be some measures in place to make sure the size of the herd doesn't grow too large for its own safety. But it's an interesting coincidence, I think, that you went to the part of Iceland where your previous record had referenced a similar sort of area in Norway. There is an artist, I don't know whether you're familiar with her work, I'll maybe put you in touch. If not, she's a Polish artist, goes by the name of Noise from Iceland, and has created a sound map of the country that you can click on online and hear what different parts of Iceland actually sound like. You're looking it up now.
How interesting. Noise from Iceland. I have to. Noise from Iceland.
Noise from Iceland. She was the very first guest ever on Roof English Radio, in fact, on our first. So that's maybe something to look at. But it does speak, doesn't it, to the fact that Iceland is not just visually stunning, but sonically very interesting too.
Indeed. Indeed. So at least for people like me, it's very auditive. I never hear lyrics. It's not
really
for me. But yeah, I can't hear them.
When you travel somewhere for the first time, what is it that you hear?
Yeah, it's nature and speech and traffic. But I never hear what they say. If I hear anybody speak, I hardly hear what they say. It's just the voice and the phonetics. Is that the word?
Phonetics. Yeah,
phonetics.
The texture,
yeah, phonetics.
Rather than the content of the
yeah.
sound.
Yeah.
Now, the album
yeah.
is released today, Friday. This is the second part of the trilogy, an exciting day. And we can hear this, can we, on streaming services?
Yes, it's all over the place. In Spotify, Apple, everywhere.
Okay, we'll put a link up for sure to this. Trilogies, of course, have three parts. It would be remiss of me to inquire if you have a concept or a plan or even a recording yet for the third part of the trilogy.
Yeah, I don't have any recordings yet, but I have a concept, and that's that's about the Sami culture in the northern parts of Norway. Actually, it goes through the entire country because the Sami people have spread over the whole country, and there are many different cultures within the Sami culture. You have the South Sami, you have the North Sami, you have the Sea Sami. So it's a diversity of culture within one people. So I'm going to explore the different sonic possibilities and universes in within that culture. So I happen to know a few Sami artists, like a guy who's some Johan Sara Jr. and also Mari Boine. Mari Boine is world famous. So they're really a big inspiration to me as well. So yeah, I look forward to that. So that's the third album, and
I know as well, and it's
hopefully
obvious
it
from the
will.
conversation that the love of the environment and concern for the environment is a big part of what you do, a big part of what drives the project, I would say. Back in 2023, about a year ago, you were at the Arctic Circle Assembly here in Reykjavik. Did you get a chance to speak to people here about the importance of the environment?
During the Arctic Circle, I had a concert lecture. So I was playing all my music from the first album, and I talked about the project and concept I was working on. So that was great. I'm so happy to be able to go there and do that. So there were people from all over the place with them, USA, Italia, Italy. There was Germany, Finland, all over the place. So that was really, really great. And of course, to perform in Harpa was also a huge experience for me.
Now, there have been two singles from this album, Elgos Hymn and also Oysterland, which was released back in the summer. I'd like to play a piece of music from the record. We can play either of those, or you can choose another track if you wish. What would you like us to play from this new recording?
I've been thinking about that. Maybe choose another song, which is about the fish factory and the fish factory's history. So I would like to let you listen to Fisherman's Farewell,
And this is
which
from the
is
Sonic Experience Iceland, which is released today.
it
Kristin
is.
Sævaldsson. Kristin, thank you very much indeed. We shall play out with that piece of music. And when you are in Iceland next, as I'm certain you will be, do drop by and we can have a conversation in person.
Definitely. I would love that.
Good luck with the
Thank
release.
you.
Thanks, Kristin.
Thank you. Thank you.
It's Roof English
Bye.
Radio. I'm Darren Adam, and you can get in touch with us anytime. We are English at ruv.is.
There is more from RÚV English with all the news from Iceland in English at ruv.is/English. RÚV English Radio is a daily English language radio from Iceland's national broadcaster, RÚV.